Monday morning, here we are, brand new month.
First Monday in the month of February, our shortest month, although this year we do add an extra day.
It's leap year.
That's correct. Yeah. Sadie Hawkins Day.
We'll have 29th.
That's right.
Of February coming up. It is Freddie Kiger here, of course.
Hope everybody is well. Ron, how are you?
Oh, just fantastic.
Peachy keen.
Watched the Super Bowl yesterday.
Yeah, so
and tried to, you know, really get into every aspect of the game, even though neither is my team.
Yeah, exactly.
And I hope everybody had a good experience.
Yeah, well, part of the fun is enjoying other people because you were probably at a Super Bowl party.
Yeah, exactly.
The Hills tonight are hopefully going to have a party.
Yeah.
They're down in Tallahassee, 7 p.m.
Hope it turns out well.
Florida State's pretty good this year.
They really are. They really are. And, you know, we've had our ups and downs this year, and hopefully the Tar Heels will play well tonight.
Well, let's hope. I hope.
Yeah. What's going on? What kind of question you got?
The Great Lakes.
The Great Lakes.
The Great Lakes.
All right.
Here's our question. What's the only Great Lake that has no Canadian waters? So, in other words, we're asking for the only Great Lake that is encased by U.S. states. There's only one.
And does not touch Canada.
Correct.
All right. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call. Should get Aaron Keck in here because he's from Detroit, so he would know that
Detroit.
Question. Yeah.
And you know, if you go south from Detroit,
yeah,
you go into Canada.
You go south from Detroit? Yeah,
yes.
I guess you're right.
Windsor.
Yeah.
It's always another good trivia question. You can win some money at a drinking hole.
Yeah.
What's the, you know, if you phrase it, go straight south out of Detroit. Mm-hmm. What's the first country you come to?
First
so
country.
People are like going, oh, man. Oh,
that would be
Nicaragua,
United, be United
Mexico, Costa Rica.
Yeah, oh,
and
yeah.
You go, Canada. Yeah. No! Then you whip out the map and, oh.
Wow.
Windsor, Canada.
That's great, man. Next time, well, you know me, I never go to a drinking hole, but you can do that, Freddie, next time.
No.
Pull it out.
Our days of doing that stuff are.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
But ask Aaron about that.
All right.
See if Aaron gets that. The only Great Lake, going back to our original question, that is completely encased by U.S. states, no Canadian water. Give us a call, 919-929-WCHL.
Alexa, can you make me some coffee?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right, of course. 97.9 The Hill's morning show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ron Stutz.
Whoa, you know Ron Stutz? Alexa, what town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ron Stutz. Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
Freddie wants to know the only one of the Great Lakes that does not go into Canadian territory.
Correct.
Stays right here in the United States, and I'm going to say I don't know.
It's the lake that has the name of a state.
Lake Michigan.
Correct.
All right. That was just, you know, I didn't know that, but, you know.
You pieced it together.
You challenged me to think.
The second largest in terms of volume, it is encased by the U.S. states Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, and, of course, Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
A little geography question for you today.
Well, just keep your Great Lakes honest with you so you can, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. I want you to be savvy about our lakes.
I was underwater for a while there, but I was able to.
You came up and got a gulp
up
of
for air.
Air
and got the right answer.
Yes, you did.
Somehow. Hey, thanks.
You're welcome.